This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you've watched enough or really any cable news in the past year or so, you're familiar with the term campaign surrogate. In fact, you probably know them by name by now. The people out on the campaign trail and on the TV speaking, stumping, and otherwise proxying for this candidate or that. But hey, it's a job, if not actually a living. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more.
Surrogates do the dirty work for candidates, speaking at rallies, going on TV.
He's an American. He's a guy that worked hard and did well for himself.
Wasn't just locker room banter.
I think you'll see a very presidential Donald Trump today meeting
Hillary.
With the president.
Hillary! Hillary!
Sandra Fluke is a social justice lawyer who came to prominence after she testified before Congress about the Affordable Care Act. And Rush Limbaugh attacked her, calling her a prostitute. After that, Fluke was invited to go on the road constantly during the Obama 2012 campaign. Democrats loved her because she was a young law student and smart. And she says mostly it was fun, but there were awkward parts of it.
The college campuses were kind of funny because when you go there, you need to sort of act hip and interesting to young people. And I was just never that hip to begin with.
And of course, you don't get paid for this, just plane tickets and maybe a free hotel. Mark McKinnon is a former Republican strategist and now produces the Showtime documentary, The Circus.
It's a very stressful gig. And I'd say that, you know, on the presidential level, it requires a lot of experience and a lot of skill.
This isn't a job you interview for. Some of the best surrogates are current or former politicians. But campaigns also seize on non-politicians who somehow show they're great at taking heat, and surrogates who somehow embarrass the candidate.
They don't last very long. Those surrogates.
He recalls Carly Fiorina getting pulled from John McCain's surrogate team in 2008 after she badmouthed him and Sarah Palin. Keena Lipsitz, a political science professor at the City University of New York, says when surrogates are doing the job right, they accomplish three things.
They allow a candidate to be in many places at once.
Like right now, Hillary Clinton's campaign can send
Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker to battleground states all in the same day while she's in another one.
Second of all, she says
they lent or can lend credibility to the campaign.
Donald Trump's children have been good for that, and family in general can make candidates seem more human, attest to their character. Or, she says,
they can just be attack dogs, and they can go out and say the things the candidates can't say.
Lest you think that last one's just an example of our politics gone awry, Lipsitz says surrogates as attack dogs have always been around, and
it actually used to be much, much dirtier.
Because back before TV and the internet, presidential candidates depended almost entirely on surrogates to travel the country speaking for them. In the campaign of 1800, a surrogate for John Adams went around saying if Thomas Jefferson were elected, all women would be forced into prostitution and Bibles would burn in bonfires, which reminds Lipsitz of what she says is a bonus role surrogates may play.
They can do damage control.
Exhibit A, Jennifer Granholm speaking to Chris Matthews about Hillary Clinton's emails.
She says she didn't do anything wrong, so why should
she
have
corrected? Right, I mean, she says in retrospect, she didn't violate any laws. But
Exhibit B, Rudy Giuliani on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd about the Trump tapes.
Only you are out defending Donald Trump. Are you the only one in the campaign that was willing to publicly defend him?
Absolutely not. I was with
Tough job, but they did volunteer for it. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.